Nash.
Hey, it's me. What's up? Roz Nash in the house.
Where are you from, Roz?
I'm from San Francisco, California, but I've been living here for 19 years.
Really? What have you been doing? What have you been doing for like the last past 19 years?
Yeah, you know.
Rock and rolling.
Always been a singer?
I've always been a singer, yes.
You're a phenomenal singer and a phenomenal performer. I just got to see you sing Let It Down.
Yes, well, that was fun. It was exciting for me because it was new material for me, but I was actually able to find some way to sing it that was me, you know, and not necessarily recording.
It felt very authentic and it felt natural. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there's a lot of songs in this album that have these kind of epic outros.
Yes.
And they're kind of demanding. When you get to that place at the end of the song and it's going to go on for like 32 bars, do you think about pacing yourself in terms of like the energy and kind of like the climactic moments? Because you were like going for it the whole time. It was really great because it never kept going.
Yeah. But, well, part of that was I didn't actually know when we were going to stop.
You were pushing yourself.
Okay, what am I going to do next? Okay, maybe I'll take it down a little bit. Maybe, you know, so that's what I do with music anyway.
But
you know?
It was beautiful. It was very authentic, and you just rolled with it. And it's amazing to watch you perform.
Thank you. It was great to be up there with this huge, amazing band and strings and horns and really cool. I'm really pleased that Greta asked me to do this.
How do you normally perform? Do you have a band?
I have a couple different projects. I have a rock band, like a black rock band called Red Lotus, and then I have a world music kind of soul pop project. It's more mellow and chill, and that's called Coulon, and that's with my husband, Neil Coulon.
How do you spell that?
Coulon.
Is it French or?
It is. He's French, yeah. Well, French
origins.
What does
it mean?
I don't think it means anything.
It doesn't have to. It sounds good.
And I have a children's music project with Andrew Bladick. It's called The Roz and Val Show.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I like you on Facebook. I didn't know it was you.
The wig I'm wearing.
Really?
So it doesn't look like this.
Tell me a little bit about that in terms of being
cool.
Like, you know, being a children's performer. Is that different from being a performer for adults?
It is. Yeah.
Aaron Blodow's giving Roz Nash a hug.
No, it's different and it's not different. I mean, you want to get the kids amped up just like you would any other audience, so you just try to find what they're psyched to do, which is usually move around with you and be a part of it and sing words with you. And so it's another way to get them active, because it's important to have them active to be into the music. Whereas, you know, that's the difference with adults. They don't have to really be active in the music. They can just sit back and listen. With toddlers ages 2 to 5, you've really got to get them involved in the activity somehow and make it a fun sort of movement-based thing. It can't just be them sitting there and looking at you, or else
it's a very physical
it should
experience.
It should be. Yeah.
Hearing is physical and moving is physical.
Right.
That's an interesting distinction, because sometimes I feel like as adults, we experience music a little bit intellectually.
Yeah, sometimes too intellectually.
Yes, I agree.
Right.
Now, in terms of All Things Must Pass, song Let It Down, I don't know, did you choose that song or did Greta choose it for you?
Greta chose it for me, but I think I understand why. I mean, because I really, once I heard it, I was like, oh, this could be really rocking. Like, I can see why she, you know, I could get into this. I can dig into this. So I was psyched that she chose it.
And
I actually don't know the album.
I know. We're all finding a lot of people are kind
really?
Of into it.
Yes. Oh, okay.
When you start listening to the song, I don't know if you motivate yourself or how you think about getting into a song, but how do you relate to that song? What does it mean something to you? How do you, as a performer, how do you kind of get inside it? If you can share that. It might be a tough question. But
yeah, I mean, I'm still trying to get into the meat of what this song means. I'm still trying to get in the meat of what my songs mean.
That's what people, I think, when we perform our songs every year, people think, how can you do it? Don't you get bored? I don't, because it's always something new to uncover.
Absolutely.
And
that you're discovering, you're like, that's what that was about. You know? I mean, I guess Let It Down, for me, it just means finding that moment of bliss in a time when you feel like, I don't know, when a time that's not blissful, but for whatever reason, you're with this other person. It's just like, let's just be in the moment. And that's what the song makes me think of. Just let your hair down. Just be in the moment right now. You know? Don't disregard whatever else is going on in the world.
Because there are some sexy lyrics about
Yeah, right?
It's about talking to a lover.
It is.
I mean, I have I happen to interpret a lot of these songs as his relationship to God. So
yeah, for sure. And this one, I thought, well, this one's not really to God, is it? I mean, maybe it is.
But you know, as a performer, you can perform it whatever way it made you feel more intimate.
That's true.
That's interesting.
I'm gonna keep thinking about it. I'm sure.
That's great to talk to you, Russ.
You
thank
too,
you.
Amy.